Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I can't remember when. I'll tell the story really quickly before we get to Lillian. Somebody sent me a video of this young woman, high school student, playing baseball in Connecticut. And she used to do videos. I think she had a batting cage at her house. And with her dad, and she'd show her hitting, and she could hit. I mean, she could hit a baseball. And she made the varsity at her high school, Lewis Mills High School. And so for some reason, because of a friend's suggestion, so I followed her on Twitter, and then I learned that she switched to softball and, like, immediately got a Division I offer, and she's going to Georgia Tech. And for a long time, I've wanted to, you know, to get her on the show just to talk about process and what her goals were and a whole bunch of stuff. And finally, I reached out, and so now we get the chance to talk to her. Her name is Lillian Martineau. She now plays softball at Lewis Mills High School, and she is tearing it up. She's batting over 700, like insane, insane stuff. And she joins us here on Brian and Company. Lillian, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, I first of all, congratulations. And I have so many questions for you. I feel like 8 minutes isn't enough. But people who don't know your story, just talk about how you became a baseball player and what it took for you to actually make the varsity at your high school.
Yeah, so I grew up with a very athletic family, very into baseball. Growing up watching the Mets with my parents, I was very fascinated by the game. And so naturally, once I was old enough to start playing, I did T-ball like everyone else, went through Little League. What's different about my story is that my town didn't have softball Little League, so it was just baseball. And once I was at the age where I could either switch to softball or continue doing baseball at the travel level, I decided that I wanted to keep playing baseball. So I went over and did travel baseball. And also at the same time, then went out for my middle school team, made that team, and continued to play travel baseball with the boys. And obviously, as you said, tried out for my high school baseball team and made it.
Was it your goal to break barriers, or you just loved baseball?
I think it was my love for baseball, but at the same time, I was breaking those barriers. Breaking the barriers wasn't my main motivation for continuing to play baseball. It was just something that was naturally occurring based on the process that I was going through.
Hmm. We're talking with Lillian Martineau, who's a senior at Lewis Mills High School in Burlington. She's going to Georgia Tech to play softball next year. So the question is, your goal wasn't always to then make the switch. What prompted you to make the switch?
So my biggest motivator for switching was college. I realized that with softball, I was pulling a lot more attraction from high caliber schools. And at the same time, education is super important for me. I wanted to go somewhere where I was going to receive that great degree to have a nice career after school. And so with softball, I was able to not only play at a super competitive school for my sport, but also find a school that fit me academically. Whereas for baseball, that was definitely a bit more challenging and more competitive. It was more or less one or the other that I was looking at for baseball.
Were you getting offers like for softball before you even switched?
I wasn't getting offers, but I was getting high interest. I was getting calls from college coaches, talking with them, being invited to camps, etc. So that also helped me in the process, because before I even officially switched, I was having that interest. So it was almost a confidence booster in myself to say, hey, if I switch for softball, I'm not throwing away all the hard work that I put into baseball all these years. I'm going to receive what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I have so many questions for you, and we won't have enough time. But, you know, because I think it's amazing. And you do have a batting cage at home, correct?
Yeah, I actually have two. So I have a pull-out one in my garage, and then I have an outdoor one.
So I just love, I love it when young people are because I had trouble with process, and you like the process. And I think that's important to your success is the process. But I'm curious, and take sexism out of it, even if it's not a sexist environment. It must have been hard to be the only female, like, on a baseball team. And can you talk about what that was like? And even if it's no fault of their own, you know, like, females are females and boys are boys. And talk about that experience. But also, it sounds like from the stuff I've read that it's been almost cathartic to be playing softball with other girls.
Completely, yeah. I think so I can definitely remember games where I was walking onto the field, and even if my team, I was already close with them, it was the other team that I was like, okay, they obviously see that I'm out here on the field. It's a little bit awkward for the first half hour of warm-up. Their parents are now seeing me. And so every game, that process happened where I stepped on the field and I could tell they were all, you know, taken aback by me being there. And that just was what I went through every game. Luckily, with my travel team, I played with the majority of my teammates since I was 12. And so that kind of awkward interaction happened at a super young age. And we all became regular teammates. That whole relationship was really not restricted by the fact that I was a girl and they were guys. It was just a complete teammate relationship, all great friends. And so that was nice to tackle at a younger age. But since I was in Little League, every game I faced that.
And how is it now?
With my teammate?
Yeah, I mean, like, what is it like being, I mean, it's a total, culture shift.
It genuinely is a weight off my shoulders that I honestly didn't realize how much it necessarily affected me, right? Because you kind of just become used to it, right? So I'm like, oh, it's not a big deal. This is just what happens every game. But now that that doesn't occur, or the other team's looking at me for a more positive way, right? Like, oh my gosh, that's the girl who's going to Georgia Tech. So the way that other people are looking at me is now completely different, which has definitely changed the way I feel about the game and the way I feel about myself.
Huh. Hey, listen, we only have a little bit of time, but I'm curious, you know, you committed to Georgia Tech like really it must have been summer showcase season if that's the way it goes. Have other schools tried to poach you? Like, how has that been? I mean, because you're obviously tearing it up.
Yeah. No, it was a very tough decision. I had a couple of other schools that were super interested. For me, I had a different timeline than some of the other schools did. I really wanted to commit before my senior year started. So that was definitely part of the decision. And also, I was able to visit Tech and just immediately fell in love with the campus and the coaches and all the opportunity that I'd be able to get from going there.
And there's another young woman from Connecticut who's joining you, I guess, at Georgia Tech. And maybe one of these days when things calm down a little bit, maybe after graduation, you'll come in studio with your parents, because I think your parents and your sister, like, I'd love to have you all in studio to talk about the family process here, because I think it's pretty amazing. And I'm glad that more people could hear your story. So thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Have a great day at school. Got to go to school.
Yeah, I do. Thank you.
All right, Lillian, bye-bye. Lillian Martineau joining us. Just a great story. And I again, like seeing kids every day, some kids have talent and don't put in the work, and some put in the work and they get the results, like they get to go play D1 softball.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.